Our first seasonal reflection will be offered by a member of our senior high youth group, Stephanie George.
Christmas is about gifts, it really is. All kinds of material or not, but not in a greedy way, more in a sense of giving. And as humans, we want a lot. And we can want so much and want it so badly that sometimes it's almost hard to give. We're bombarded by advertisements all the time, so we also want a lot. But if we want so much, then why do we keep giving? Why don't we just give to ourselves and we can all be content, or we won't have to stress about getting the right gift for someone? I asked my friends why they give, and they all said the same thing. They all said that seeing the expression of someone's face being so happy and excited is enough for them. It makes them themselves very happy. Giving sets off endorphins in the brain, which are similar to those effects of morphine and heroin. So it's no wonder that during the holiday season, people are a little happy. And during the holiday season, December, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, you hopefully can feel comfortable, accepted, loved, and content. But those feelings aren't unique only to Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. They can happen at any time. One year at Fury Beach, my neighbor always watches our cats when we're gone. So she was at our house, and I came back Sunday, and there was a little piece of paper folded up on my pillow, and I opened it. And there's a note from her telling me that she was really glad that we were friends, that she loved me a lot. A couple years ago, I was really, really sick. I was out of school for about 7 days. And that Sunday, I was feeling a little better, so my mom took me to the National Airport Diner, which is a place that I went when I was a kid a lot. And it was just really great to be outside. And both those times, I felt really happy and content and loved and accepted and very comfortable. And they're unexpected, and they're both at normal times of the year, times when you might not expect a gift or be prepared to give one to someone. And I think that any time that you can feel comfortable and accepted and loved and content, that you can consider that day a holiday.